This is the last shiur on the Tfilos of Shabbos. We're up to page 253. We're on source 48. Tonight we're going to talk about mistakes in the Amidah of Shabbos, and we're going to talk about what's called Tashlumim. If you forget a Tfilah, how do you make it up if it's Shabbos? Some interesting differences about maybe how Shabbos may be different than the rest of the week. And again, questions are always welcome. Now, the source 48, this is Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph says, Hani b'nei beirav, d'ta'u matkere d'chol b'Shabbos. There were these students in the school of Rav. Rav was an Amora. They made a mistake, and they said a bracha from the weekday brachos on Shabbos. Source 48, page 253. So, mahu shigmru, are they supposed to complete it? In other words, sometimes, right, we're davening, Shabbos davening, and we forget, we space out, we say, atal chorei l'olam das. And we're like, oh, wait, it's Shabbos. So let's say you're in the middle. Maybe sometimes we're in the middle of the eighth bracha of the weekday. Wait a second, I'm in shul on Shabbos. What should we do? So what do you do if you're in the middle of a weekday bracha on Shabbos? So Amar Lad, gomrim kolos bracha. You finish the entire bracha. So the Gemara says, Hasam gavra bar chiyuvahu, that on Shabbos, an individual is obligated, and a person really, there's nothing wrong with saying the bracha of Atachorin Adam Das, Hashavidim in Sorasacha. However, v'rabbanan hu delo itrachu mishum kvod Shabbos. So really, you could say all these brachos, but Chazal said not to. Why did he say not to? They didn't want to burden us with, because of kavod Shabbos. So what does that mean exactly? So one explanation that's brought down is if we really have kavodah on Shabbos, when we say the Shemoneh Esrei, and we're saying the bracha of, let's say, for example, we lost our job, and we're saying the bracha of Borei Chalino Hashem Elkeinu, and that's the bracha of Parnasa, and we're really thinking about it, and we're going to be sad on Shabbos. So the rabbis don't want us to be sad on Shabbos. Now let's say, whatever the situation is, if we really have kavodah for the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei during the week, so we're crying. We're crying for our lives. We're crying for the lives of Klal Yisrael. On Shabbos, we're not supposed to cry. On Shabbos, we're supposed to be in a positive mood to the extent possible. Now, with the situation in Eretz Yisrael, so it becomes a little more complex. But ideally, the Shemoneh Esrei is reflected by the fact that we don't say sad stuff on Shabbos. The middle brachos reflect our needs. We don't want to mention our needs on our physical needs on Shabbos. I know people's, you know, they mistakenly say that, oh, on Shabbos there are no bakashos, we don't ask for things on Shabbos. That's not correct. Because in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei we say, Elokeinu Malkeinu Seidu, Ritzevi B'ducha Seidu, desire our rest, Kadshenu Mitzvosecha, sanctify us with your mitzvos, Taherli Beidolam Chavibes, purify our hearts. We do ask for things on Shabbos, but we ask for spiritual things. We don't ask for physical things on Shabbos, material things. That's going to make us sad. However, since theoretically we could say it, so therefore, if you find yourself in the middle of a bracha, a weekday bracha, while you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you finish that bracha, because it's not the end of the world. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Source 49, Aruch Haim Reish Samachesiv Beis, says the following, Im Tav Yishchel Tefilas Achol. Let's say you made a mistake and you began reciting the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. So he says, Gomer Osa Bracha Shediskar Ba Shata. You complete the bracha during which you realized that you made a mistake. Umaskel Shel Shabbos. So what do? You finish the bracha, then you start with the Shabbos bracha. Lo Shana Niskar Birchas Atal Chodein. Let's say Yemel Shema Kolenu. It's Shabbos morning. Yemel Shema Kolenu. Say, oh my gosh, I just said the whole weekday. Say the whole weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Yemel Shema Kolenu. So what do? You finish Shema Kolenu, and you go back to, let's say, Shabbos morning. Yismach Moshe Bazes Chalko. So that's what he said. No difference whether it's Arvis, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha. But Yeshua to Musaf posting a field beemtsa bracha. So maybe Musaf might be different. Musaf. Some would argue that Musaf might be different because maybe then you can't finish that, because remember Musaf was something that was just with Musaf. The Musaf was just there are the three weekday brachos of Maariv, Mincha, and Shacharis. You have that weekday and Shabbos. So really, you could say the weekday brachos on Shabbos. It's, we don't do that because not to cause a burden to us. But if you do that, not the end of the world. Finish the bracha. But by Musaf, there was never instituted with these brachos. So that's why Shulchan Aruch seems to say that there you stop in the middle of the paragraph. Okay? So the Beis Yosef sort of limits this ruling. If you look in Source 50, he cites the Trumas Adesh, and Trumas Adesh was like a 15th century Ashkenazic Rishon. He says, "Kasa b'Trumas Adesh, shim hischa lomar atachonein, umiyat shamar tevas ata niskar kodem shamar chonein." So whatever you say ata, so then you said the word, just the word ata, and then you realize it's Shabbos. So let's think about this, right? How do you start Maariv? How do you start Maariv on Shabbos? What do you say? What's the first word for Maariv on Shabbos? In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of Bracha, it's Atah Kidashta, right? And what about Mincha Shabbos? Atah Echad. So let's say you said Atah. I say, oh, wait a second, it's Shabbos. So there, can you say, well, that Atah, I'm really counting it as Atah Echad. Do you have to finish the Bracha of Atah Chored? Everyone said the question. You said, if you said a whole bunch of words, you finish it. But what if you said there's the word Atah? So he says the following. And does it make a difference if it's, maybe, does it make a difference if it's Maariv or Shabbos morning, right? Shacharis is Yismach Moshe. There's no Atah. So he says the following. So he says, Im Savor Shehu Chol. If he thought it was really a weekday. But he's Chaladayte the Chol. And let's say it depends. If he says, I'm saying Shemoneh Esrei, I'm saying weekday Shemoneh Esrei, I realize it's weekday. I feel in kai ba atah kidasho ba atah echad nira demikre hischa b'shalchol v'gomer also bracha. He said, if you, when you start the atah chorein, at that point you thought it was the weekday, you forgot it was Shabbos, and then after you say the word atah, you realize, oh my God, it's Shabbos, finish the bracha. Avolim lo b'kavana hischil tevas atah. But let's say, you know it's Shabbos. What do? We know it's Shabbos. And we're reading. Or the Yadoshu Shabbos. Velishte de Iskele, Lefi Hergela. Let's say maybe you don't have a sitter. And you're saying it. And you know it's Shabbos. But you since most of the days you're saying Atah Chored, you say Atah Chored. But you say the word Atah. But there, Lomikre Kavala Dover Tos. There, we say, it's not considered intent for a mistake. In other words, if you thought that, you realized it's Shabbos, it just came out, you said Atah, so then you can say that. Then you can say the Shabbos bracha. And he goes further. He said even by Shabbos of Shacharis, by Yisbach Moshe, it doesn't open with Atah. Nevertheless, we consider it as if you made a mistake with the tefillah of Shabbos. So, the teva atah nami aschal tefillah Shabbos. Why? Because he says that the word of atah is also considered the beginning of a tefillah of Shabbos. The alpha got the hergo shachol gor matos. Even though what you used to normally say during the week is caused your mistake, nevertheless, lo mikre bishvil kach aschal tefillah aschal came the other Shabbos. Since you knew it was Shabbos, you just said one word. Atah, that's not, you don't finish the bracha. Go back to Shabbos, Tavli. How do we paskal halacha l'maisa? So we know again, we said that if you said a bunch of words, so then you finish the bracha, that mistaken bracha, and then you say you say whatever you're supposed to say for Shabbos. The Source 51, Or Chaim Reish Sabaches Siv Kibbo, Im Haya Savor Shehu Chol. Let's say you thought it was the weekday. V'hizchel Adayti D'chol. And you began, you thought it was the weekday. Then after he said the word Atah, he said, oh my gosh, wait, it's Shabbos. Kodem Shomar Chone, before you said the word Chone, Havalei Hiskel B'Shelchol. No, it's as if you started the weekday bracha. V'gomer Osa Bracha, you have to finish that bracha. V'lim Haya Yodei Ashu Shabbos. If you do it with Shabbos, V'shelov V'kavana Yitzchel Tevas Atah, and without Kavana, you began the word Atah, Afilu Hu B'Tfila Shacharish, Eino Pasach Be'atah, Eino Gomer Birchas Atah Choreid. You don't finish the bracha of Atah Choreid. You said you confuse one tefillah of Shabbos with another. It's like, for example, if you start saying, I don't know, Atah, Atah, Echad, V'Shimcha, Echad, instead of, they say the Mincha begin instead of the Shacharis, you stop and you go back to the Shacharis. So bottom line is that we hold, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that one word is not a big deal if you realize it's Shabbos. More than one word, you have to finish the bracha. But however, the Magen Avraham in Source 52 says, Im Amar Ba'arvis Uvimincha Ata V'Savar Shuchol Omer Ata Kidasho Ata Achat Delomikur Aschal B'Shachol Ela B'Shachri Shadibar Gam Kein Shalok Kehoged. So he says, if you said Ata at Mar V'Mincha, even realizing that it was a weekday, and you catch yourself, so then you don't have to finish the bracha. So that's another opinion. So the Isha Yisrael in Source 53 says, in other words, the Magen Avraham says, if you say the word Atah, whatever your mistake was, if you catch it before you say the next word, then you go back to your Shabbos davening. If you're in Mincha or Maariv. And the Isha Yisrael, that's a modern day Tefillah Sefer, says, it's for Source 53, Im Tav et Tefillas Amidah Shel Shabbos, if you made a mistake with the Tefillah of Shabbos, V'hischil Tefillah Shel Chol, and you began a weekday davening, Dinan Kila Halon, what's the halacha? B'Tefillas Maariv, Shachris or Mincha. If it's Maariv, Shachris or Mincha, Yigmor Osa Bracha She'obed Ba. You finish the bracha that you started with, v'yascha b'tefillah Shabbos, and then you begin the tefillah of Shabbos, the middle bracha of Shabbos of the Shabbos Shmones, right? V'ein chiluk b'zeh bein omer b'berachas atachorin l'shar brachos hamtzalio. So what's clear according to everyone is, as long as you said more than one word of atachorin, then and you say, or you're in the middle of another bracha by mistake, you finish the bracha, and then you go back to Shabbos davening, Yismach Mo. When you finish the bracha, you go back to Yismach Moshe, Atah Kidasha, or Atah Achad, as the case may be. Vim Nizkar, Kisha Omein Begimel Brachos Achronos. Let's say you're already at Ritzei, or you're at the very end, the last three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei. Yavsik Afilu Be'emtza HaBracha. You stop even in the middle of the bracha. V'yachshu L'Tefillah Shabbos. You go back to the Tefillah of Shabbos, meaning you go back to Yismach Moshe. Uvitfilas Musaf. And in Musaf, Afilu Omein Ben Birchos Ham Tzayos, even if you're in the middle of the bracha, Yavsik be'emtza ha'bracha shomim bo, you stop in the middle of the bracha, v'yaschil tefillah Shabbos, and then you start Shabbos davening. Umishi schil tefillah shel chol b'Shabbos siman ralo v'shvashish masiv v'yahar b'tshuva. If you started the weekday davening on Shabbos, it's a bad sign, and we should engage our deeds and thoughts of tshuva. I sometimes make the mistake, not that often, but. So wait, if we ever make that mistake, we got to realize it's a bad sign that we made that mistake. So point number one is the following, just so we remember, because it's hard to remember all this stuff. But point number one is how we paskin. If you say, if you're in, for Shachris, Mincha, or Maariv of Shabbos, if you start saying weekday davening, right, and then you're in the middle brachos, you finish the bracha, and then go back, and then finish that bracha, then start again, Atah Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, Atah Achad. If you're in the middle of Musaf, or you're in the middle of the last three brachos of Shemot Esrei, right? Shemot Esrei of Shabbos has seven brachos, right? Three opening brachos, one middle bracha, which is about the nature of the day, and the three concluding brachos. So if you're in the middle of the Musaf davening, or you're in the middle of the last three brachos, and you realize, oh my gosh, I daven the weekday davening, you stop in the middle, and then you go back to, you know, either Tikkun Shabbos, Yismach Moshe, as the case may be. Im Nizkar Bitoso Akhri Shomar Rak Tevas Atah. Let's say you said the word Atah. Let's see how he passes. Ve'adai Elohim she'chori lo'ada. But you didn't say chori lo'adas. So im haya kei b'tfilas lel Shabbos u'b'mincha she'posachas gam bi'ata. So if you're in Mariv or Mincha, yamshik b'tfilas Shabbos. You continue b'tfilas Shabbos. Ah, so then we pass halacha l'maaseh. The Isha Yisrael paskins like the Magen Avraham, even though normally speaking, in the rules of Psak Halacha, we follow the Shulchan Aruch. But sometimes, the first generation after the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, like the next generation, like the Magen Avraham, sometimes they'll argue, and sometimes we paskin against the Shulchan Aruch, we pass with the first generation afterwards, like the Magen Avraham. So we paskin Magen Avraham. So again, you want to know in practice. You said the word Atah, for whatever reason, you ever thought you were doing Atah Chonein, you can continue Atah Achad, Vishim Chachad, you continue Atah Kidashta, you know, Mincha or Mariv. And he says, Va'afim Haya Tosu Machmash Shavit Tzorach Lispal Oyom Tchilas Chol. Even if you thought it was a weekday, it doesn't make a difference. You said the word Atah, you realize it's Shabbos, you can continue if it's Mincha or Mariv. Ach Im Haya Kame B'Tfilas Shachris, but if you're in the middle of Shachris, Yismach Moshe, and you said Atah, so what's the halacha? If you want to say Shabbos Avrak mitoch hergol l'shonotah, and because you're what you're doing commonly of your language, you made the mistake of hischel b'tfilas ata, and you said ata, then yafsik, you stop, and yaschel tefilas Shabbos, you stop after the word ata, then you say yismach Moshe. Achi mahaya saver shetzarach lispal yom tefilas chol. But if you thought, oh my God, you thought it wasn't Shabbos, so then if you thought that it wasn't Shabbos, so then you finish the bracha, and then he says imis balo b'Shabbos kol tefilas shmonesrei shochol. You daven, you had the best kavana ever. You're the best Shabbos davening. You're the best kavana. You come to shul, you have so much kavana davening shmonesrei, and you realize if there's very spiritual counsel with Hashem, I daven the weekday davening. So what do? You didn't mention Shabbos at all. Lo yatsi dechova. You haven't fulfilled your obligation. You have to dive it again. Who I did? It's also if you're not sure. Why do you think that's true if you're not sure whether you dive it Shabbos the weekday? Why do you think you have to repeat? Why do you think you have to repeat? If you're not sure whether you dive it Shabbos or the weekday, davening. Why do you have to repeat? Any thoughts about that? Because generally speaking, if you're not sure whether you did something, then what did you probably do? Let's say you do something most of the time, and you weren't sure that whether you did something. So, what do we think you probably did?
What you're used to doing, yeah, which would be the weekday.
Right. If you're not sure, so if you're not sure what you davened, then the presumption is you davened the weekday davening, and this obviously runs into problem for people who have OCD, because then they would never daven. I'm serious. I'm sure that this is probably a real problem. People, because sometimes we're like, am I sure? We're not 100% sure. So someone, there's like a whole, there are tshuvas about this, about like someone who's never sure that they recited a bracha. And the only way for them to get better is exposure therapy, for them to basically, like, you can't go back. So they're rush away to the whole tshuva with that. But let's say here, if you're not sure whether you daven the Shabbos davening or the weekday davening, so then you have to assume you daven the weekly davening. But that now, and then he says, Vim hisker Shabbos ba achas abrachos, shel tefila af shel omar os abrachov if they atzba yetzei chova. If for some reason you mention Shabbos in one of the brachos of the Amidah, even without reciting it as its own bracha, you fulfilled your obligation. That's a little unusual. But it could be, right, it could be if you somehow said, this could relate to a situation. Let's say, for example, it's Yom Tov and that falls out on Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and you miss most of the Shabbos insertions, but you mention one Shabbos insertion, so then you probably have fulfilled that on some level. You don't have to go back if you made that mistake. By this whole notion of what you're used to, that's why, I don't know if you're familiar with this halacha. If you're not sure whether you said Mashiv Ruch Mer Negashim, do you repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or not? What's halacha?
If it's at least 30 days, if you've been saying it,
right.
You assume you said it.
Right. If it's 30 days, it's for the same reason. It's what you're used to. If you've been saying it for 30 days, then we can assume that that's part of your routine. That's why, I remember when I was in yeshiva 30 years ago, so one of the songs, when we would dance at Simchas Torah, One of the songs was Mechayim Esimata Rav Leoshia Mashiva Ruach Mord Hashem 1. And we did Mechayim Esimata Rav Leoshia Mashiva Ruach Mord Hashem 2. And we did it for 90 times. So that,
one of our rabbis in
Patchogue
used to do that
with
everybody.
Yeah, yeah, so 9 times. Right. Same way. There's a whole Shiloh because when it comes to women, because women generally don't have marif. So it's only 60 times. But okay, it's a Shiloh. But in any case, okay, so that's the rule when it comes to mistakes. It's this, the Yalkut Yosef passed like the Shulchan Aruch, and he said, "Im ha yasavar shu yom chol." If you thought it was a weekday and you began saying ata, thinking it was a weekday, miyak shomer tevas ata kelaham shichoni la adam das niska shu shol shabbat tzerch lashayim baracha ata chori v'acherkach lachzor shol shabbat. So he passed like the shochar. He said, if you think it's Shabbos and you say the word ata, you have to finish to the ata chori adam das. You have to finish that. So you have a little bit of a debate here. So, but Ashkenazim seem to follow the Isha Yisrael, who follows the Magid Avram, that if you're in Mincha or Maariv and you say the word Atah, you can continue with, you know, the Shabbos Davening. You don't have to finish the bracha. You don't have to finish the bracha of Atochon and Ladam Das. Now the Be'er Halacha says the following, that Im Ta'a V'Hischil. So he says, let's say, Hainu Afilu Rak Teva Achas Bilvad Gamkin Mikre Hischil. But certainly what's called bracha. He says, let's say you say Atochon and Ladam Das, you say the whole bracha, and then you say Hashivenu. And after you say the word Hashivenu, you're like, what? It's Shabbos davening. So he says, even if you only do one word, even if you only say one word in a bracha, right, and you made a mistake, you didn't realize it's Shabbos davening. Even if you said just one word in a new bracha, so then you have to finish the whole bracha. Only when it comes to the bracha v'tachonin, yesh naf kamina b'zeh mishum the tevas atah shach gam ken l'shabbos. The word atah, so that there's the word atah kidashta atah chav shibcha achad. Atah is the beginning of a bracha of Shabbos. So the only when it comes to the word atah, maybe then sometimes we're going to say that you don't have to finish the bracha of atachonin if you realize that it's Shabbos after you say the word atah. But when it comes to other brachos, even if you said one word, you finish the whole bracha, then you go back to the Shabbos davening. And in Source 56, Shulchan Aruch says, Hatoa b'tfila Shabbos, the hechlif shel zubazu. Now, what about this? What about if you made a mistake? And what did you do? What did you do here? You davened Shachris Musaf, right? You davened the, if you said Marav during Shachris or Shachris during Marav. So he says, you're good, but the Abed, you're okay, remember? Because again, right, if you think about it, you don't even see the different brachos, right? Ataki Dashta is all about what? You know what Ataki Dashta is about? Marav? There's, Ataki Dashta is creation, right? That's why we say Vayichula Shabayim, right? Tachlis, Ataki Dashta es Yom HaShvi L'Shmecha. You sanctify the Shabbos, Tachlis Maasei Shemayim V'aretz. The creation, the purpose was the creation of Shemayim V'aretz, heaven and earth. That's what we say, Vayechul Hashem Avaretz V'chol Tzva'am, right? So Friday night is about celebrating the creation of the world. That's what we celebrate Shabbos. What's Shabbos morning? Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelko. That's celebrating that when Moshe is happy with his gift. Kievet Emar Kroslo, Khalil Tiferes Prosho, you gave him, and it's talking about when we got the Torah. Right? That's more of like, that's creation. This is like Shabbos with revelation. Again, there's creation, revelation. Some look like Friday night is creation of the world. Shabbos morning, the bracha of Shabbos is about revelation. We got the Torah, and then Atah Echad is the future, redemption. Atah Echad v'shimcha Echad imim kamcha Yisrael goyecha baretz. So this is a talk about a time when your name will be one. Atah Echad v'shimcha Echad. Right, we look forward today. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol aretz, v'yomahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. We look for a day when God will be considered one, when everyone will believe in one God. So that's the future. So that's ideal. Ideal Friday night is supposed to be about, you know, the past or the creation. Shabbos morning is supposed to be about, you know, Matan Torah, and Mincha is supposed to be about the future, redemption. But if you mix them up, it's okay, because on a very basic level, it's acceptable, because you mentioned what? You mentioned Shabbos. V'yesh omrim shem hechlif shal musaf be'acheres af ocheres ba shal musaf Chozer. So if you mix up Musaf again, because Musaf is very different. Musaf is it's very different. It has a different character. It's about the Korban Musaf. So it's very different than the standard three tefillos. So something about Musaf you would repeat. Now, there's a debate between... Now, the Taz points out that Lefi She'ikar Baruch Harviz He Ritzeinu Abim Choseinu. See, the Taz says that the essence of Lefi She'ikar Baruch Harviz, right, the essence of the fourth bracha of each tefillah is Ritzeinu Choseinu, right? We say, every Shemone Esrei of Shabbos, we say stuff, we say some stuff, and then we finish with that paragraph. So he says that. That means be pleased with our rest. That's mentioned in every single amida. So the yesh orim svir lahu b'musaf ein hadin kain she ein derech lamusaf bishar. Right. So according to that first opinion, where it says if you replace any tefillah, you make a mistake and you mix up one tefillah with another one, you don't repeat, because they're all fundamentally the same. They all have Elokeinu Melkeinu V'Seinu V'Seinu Choseinu. But the Yesh Omrim, what does the second opinion hold? They hold by Musaf, Eredin Kim, but Musaf is not the Lacha. She'ein derech l'Musaf b'shar tefillos, v'lo yishar tefillos b'Musaf. He says, because there's no path to Musaf in other prayers, and there's no path to other prayers in Musaf. You want to say that some kind of fundamental difference, probably because the Korban Musaf. It's just a fundamentally different tefillah. And the Yalkut Yosef is of the opinion, Imta b'Musaf yispal shel shachris v'niskar kolom shechasam birkas ritzei. If, this is source 58, that if you make a mistake by Musaf and you say shachris instead, and you remember for the bracha of ritzei, Yachzer lomar tikanta Shabbos. You should say tikanta Shabbos, and then you to the very end. Im lo nizkar ad shesiyem tefiloso. If you don't remember it until after you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, so now we're stuck because there are two opinions of the Shulchan Aruch what you should do. Should you repeat Musaf or not? So what's the solution? Yevakesh meshliach tzibor shechav yelov lotzim chazaras hashatz. You should ask the shliach tzibor to have you in mind for chazaras hashatz. I've never seen anyone call out to the shliach tzibor before, say, "Oh, you have me in mind. I made a mistake." So I don't know how practical that is, but if it's possible, I mean, maybe ideally every shliach tzibor is like Muslim should have in mind for people who make mistakes. I still don't see that happening. So if you got what you have, you have to listen to every word, and you shouldn't say baruch baruch shemo. Okay, Mishnah Brura, he writes in English here, the footnote or the next note. He says if you have not completed the amida, you should return to the beginning of the Berachot Tikkat HaShabbos. If you finish the whole Amida, then you have to repeat the tefillah. That's what I think we generally hold. So when it comes to, again, so what we said was the following. If you just say the word Atah, so then if it's Mit Marif or Mincha, continue with Shabbos Davening. If that for Ashkenazim. If it's Shachris and you realize that you thought it was weekday, so then you have to finish the entire bracha. If you thought it was Shabbos, you made a mistake. You just stopped after the word Atah, and then you say Yisbach Moshe. If any other bracha, you got to finish the bracha, and then go back to the Shabbos davening. And then if you daven the wrong tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, then you don't go back. Except for Musaf, there's a question, but we generally hold by Musaf, you would go back if you made a mistake. Okay? So let's just spend a few more minutes. Any questions? We're good? Okay. Let's talk about Tashlumin on Shabbos. So what's Tashlumin? Someone, what's Tashlumin? What's Tashlumin?
That's when if you miss a tefillah, you say it like two the next time. Like if you miss Shachris, you say two minchas.
Right. So generally speaking, if you forget to say Shachris, you say two minchas. The first mincha counts as your regular obligation, and then the next one is the makeup one. So, question is the following. So, let's see in the Eishel Avram, source 59, or Chaim Kuvchas Sif Vav. Chola shelo yochal ispal shachris and musaf to Shabbos Kodesh. You weren't able to daven shachris or musaf. Amarti lo she ispalo samuch lemincha. Now, Lemincha. Now, when can you daven Musaf, by the way? When can you daven Musaf? What's the timing for Musaf? Right, Musaf, you theoretically, we talked about it, like, ideally 7 hours, but the seventh hour, but we said if need be, it could be the whole day, right? So you really haven't missed, you know, you haven't sort of missed, you missed the ideal time for Musaf, but you totally missed Shacharis. And now, I said to him, you should daven Samuch L'Mincha Ketana, you should daven Musaf right before Mincha Ketana. That's like the Acher Kach Mincha. Then so let's say it's the afternoon time, right? It's the afternoon time. You forgot you were too sick to daven Shacharis, you didn't daven Musaf. So what do you do? So first daven Musaf, because you're still obligated Musaf. Then you should daven Mincha. And then Shacharis as a Tashlum, and then you say Yismach Moshe. That's what he said. That's what you should do. Ka'es Torisim of Forish Kane, Sheyomar Yismach B'Tashlum. I didn't see explicitly anywhere that you should recite Yismach when making it up. Uchnira Shim Yomar Shenis Atachad Yachide Chovaso B'Dievet. If you'd say Atachad, so that it would be okay, B'Dievet. But it's an interesting question. When normally, Adina's case, where you forgot to say Shacharis, that you make up Musaf, well, you forget to say Shacharis, you say Mincha. Okay, the Mincha davening is basically the same as the Shacharis davening. But here you forgot to say, you weren't able to say Shacharis. You weren't able to say Yismach Moshe of Shacharis. So when you're saying, quote unquote, two minchas, are you really saying two minchas? Or are you saying mincha, and then what? And then a Shacharis. In other words, is the second tefillah going to be an Atah Echad tefillah, or is it going to be a Yismach Moshe? So the Eishel Avram wants to say, you should say Yismach Moshe, but I didn't say anywhere explicitly to say that, so maybe B'dievet would be okay. However, the Pri Megadim disagrees in his work. If you look at the Pri Megadim, he says the following. He says that Vihine source 60 Vihine Ha Vade de Shacharis Ein Lo Ashlama B'Musaf. He says you can't do Tashlumim for Shacharis and Musaf. So he says you can't. He doesn't really say the reason here, as he writes. He says, well, he gives a reason here. Year odatam deich yomar umusafim kehilchasan based palm and nirak mosif. See, if you say two musafs, then you know what you're like. It's like you're saying, the musaf is supposed to correspond to the carbon musaf that was brought. So if you're going to say musaf twice, then what's it going to seem like? That you bring two Musafs on Shabbos. So you can't do Tashlumim for Shacharis by Musaf. Okay? And the, if you look in the Tshuva, the Minchas Pri, so he says the following. He says, what is the goal of Tashlumim? So far when it comes to Tashlumim, you have the Eishel Avram who says that you should say Yismach Moshe, but B'dievet, if you don't say it, it's fine. And then we have the Pri Megadim saying that you can't make up Shacharis and Musaf, because you can't say two Musafs. And then the Minchas priest says the following, Shela Zu Teluya. So this issue about making up Shacharis and Musaf depends on the following, of Tashlumim. Iyasodina Ushma Katfila Shehechsir. Is it like a tefillah that was missed? Oh, sheshem hatefillah hu katefillah sheomed ba'ata el sheola lola tashlumin tefillah shechzer. In other words, is it what Adina was saying, like two minchas? If you miss shachris, are you really davening two minchas, and one counts for the one that you missed? Or are you davening mincha and then shacharis? How do you view the second tefillah? Do you view the second tefillah as fundamentally the tefillah that you missed? You're davening shacharis, even though it's mincha time, you can still daven shacharis as a makeup. Or you can't daven shacharis at mincha. You could daven two minchas and we scoring points as if you davened as if you for the tefillah that you missed. So you see, writes for nearer the pligi was achronim, and it seems that the achronim argue about this. The arashash be brachos chavav kasav dim lo hispalo mincha. He writes, and if he did not daven mincha, umispalo arvish tayim, and he davens two marvs, the gam had tefila habeis he rishus. Says that the second recitation is voluntary, right? You know, there's, if you didn't daven mincha and say you daven marv twice, so the see marv fundamentally is a rishus, it's voluntary, that men accepted upon themselves, all men accepted upon themselves. So do you view the second tefillah as a rishus? About tzlach shabbat mud beis b'dir maskel beizayin dalat pshitalei seems to him the tefillah hashlumi shehila mincha he chova. How do we fundamentally, if you forget the dab, so it may, doesn't, this is not a question for women, it's a question for men. It might be a question for women. If you dab marv every day, let's say you dab marv every day, right? So like, there's a whole debate, are women obligated in mincha or not, right? That's the debate between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? It might be a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, women are obligated in Shachris Shmon Esrei and Mincha Shmon Esrei. According to the Rambam, on a Torah level, all we have to do are Sherech Bakosh Odah, praise, request, and thanksgiving daily. And then the rabbis added something called, we have a fixed text called Shachris, a fixed text called Mincha. And according to the Magen Avraham, actually, women were not commanded in Shachris and Mincha. But okay. But let's assume that we hold that women are obligated in Shachris and Mincha. Let's say you take upon yourself to daven Marv. So let's say if you forget to daven Mincha, you daven Marv twice. Do you view that second tefillah in Marv, you know, you daven Marv once, do you view that second tefillah as an obligation, or do you view that as an option? That's the question. That's the debate here. He says, Veher ma, and he says, Veheir, and he notes, Madu shlo yaktim es tefillas tashlum mishila mincha le tefillas arvish yirak vishus. He says, why shouldn't someone put the, what, If let's assume, right, you forget to say mincha, and now comes time for marav, why should we say marav and then mincha? Shouldn't we do mincha first before marav? Because mincha is an obligation, marav is a rishus. So even though the mincha is it's a makeup, but shouldn't that go first? So yayin sham dat slach silver de tashluim he mincha, v'rishash svirlei dehu arvis l'shul mincha. So it seems to be we have this debate here. The tzlach holds the tashlumim is really a mincha. So he thinks, so the tzlach holds that when you do a tashlumim, it's like the original tefillah. And that's why he thinks that let's say if you forget the daven mincha and you say two marivs, the first one's really a mincha and you should do mincha first. And the rashash holds no, that if you forget to say mincha, then at marav you say two optional tefillos. So therefore, if you look in the section after this, if tashlumim is labeled as a replacement for the previous tefillah, then if you forgot marav, you should recite the text of marav when repeating the amida of shachris. In other words, that this question about if I forget to say shachris, I have to say two minchas, or I forget to say mincha, I have to say two marivs. This debate, achronim, between the rashash and the tzlach is very relevant. If we forget to say mariv Friday night, come Shabbos morning, what do? You say, or let's say for women, let's say both men and women, you forget to say shachris, and now you're coming to say two minchas, or you were sick, you couldn't say shachris, so you're saying two minchas. So what do? You first mincha is atah echad. What do you do the second mincha? Are you saying Yisbach Moshe? Or are you saying Atah Echad? Is your second tefillah viewed as a mincha? And you score points for the one that you missed. You missed, but you can say a second mincha. Or do we say, no, the second one that I'm saying, I'm actually saying Shachris. I can say Shachris after my mincha prayer. And therefore I'd say Yisbach Moshe. So the Yalkut Yosef, Paskins, and he writes here, and the Isha Yisrael. But he said, Yalkut Yosef says, how do we Paskin? Mishato, Shenenas, Velispalo, Arvis, Below Shalas. Let's say you made a mistake, or during some unavoidable circumstance, you didn't daven Marav by Friday night. Yispalel Shachrishtayim. You should daven two Shachrises. Uvishtam Yomar Yisbach Moshe. You say Yisbach Moshe both. So we pass it like a dina. When you said you forgot to say Shachris, you daven two Minchas. That's how we pass it. Right? And then he says, Vimta Va'amar Ba'achas Ben Ben Rishon Ben Shia Takadash Yotza. But the end, if you say Atakadashta, you're Yotze. The Kojikei Imar Bishtayim Atakadashta. And certainly, if both of you say Atakadashta, you're also Yotze. Shatob, it's Tfilah Shachas, Vechli Zebaze, Yotze. If you make a mistake in the Tfilah, you're Yotze. The Chenim Tao Nenas, will you spell Shachris Beshabbos? You spell Minchashtai, Vyomar Bishtayim Ata Echad. So we pass it like a Dita. Okay? So that's the question. It's an interesting question. Do we say that the second tefillah is you say it as if it's that time? Now this is a second mincha, and it's make, but you score points. They give you points for your missed tefillah. Another, you view it as like this: I missed tefillah last month, so they're letting me say two tefillahs this month. Or do you say I missed tefillah last month, in the morning, so now I can make up for my morning tefillah in the afternoon. Right, that's the question. So the answer most poskim hold, see, what we hold is, if you forget to say in the tefillah in the morning, you can't make up any more morning tefillahs. But because you missed in the morning, we let you do two afternoons. That's what we hold. Okay? So with this, we finish tefillahs Shabbos, and God willing, next class, we will move on to the Lechos of Shnai Mikra, and we will move on to Kiddush after that. Okay? Any questions?